Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shine for some of you, make your day better for others of you, depending on how you're using the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Crack that up, Richie. This looks like a good day to make the best of your circumstance, whatever it may be. We're here to help you do that. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Apparently, President Obama does not have a fan in Rudy Giuliani. He said, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? I know this is a horrible thing to say. He doesn't love you. I was thinking of that song. He don't love you like I love you. He's going to break your heart. Who did that song? Kenny, you remember? He don't love you. Was that Tony Orlando?
That was Rudy Giuliani, I think.
No, I think that was a Dawn song, if I remember. Yeah, but Giuliani said, I know this is a horrible thing to say. Obama doesn't love America. And he said he wasn't brought up on the way in the way you were brought up. The White House counterpunched with tweets under hashtag Obama loves America. Became a social media vortex for president supporters, detractors, and the usual clowns that are all over the place. So what do we have? Anything going on in that department with our social media? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Kenny?
I haven't seen anything, but personally, I just think it's a really stupid thing for Giuliani to say.
In what regard?
Well, to suggest, you know, it's fine to disagree with somebody politically, but to suggest that the president of the United States doesn't love America is just stupid.
Mm. There are a lot. Yeah, you do. All right, Richie, let's play Rudy having an interview talking about this.
He's on Megyn Kelly yesterday on Fox News.
Here now to respond, former New York City mayor and former Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, do you want to apologize for your comment?
Not at all. I want to repeat it. The reality is, from all that I can see of this president, all that I've heard of him, he apologizes for America. He criticizes America. He talks about the Crusades and how the Christians were barbarians. Leaves out the second half of the sentence that the Muslims were barbarians also. He sees Christians slaughtered and doesn't stand up and hold a press conference, although he holds a press conference for the situation in Ferguson. He sees Jews being killed for anti-Semitic reasons, doesn't stand up and hold a press conference. This is an American president I've never seen before.
But to say that he doesn't love America, I mean, that he could view foreign policy as a Democrat might view it, and through a different lens than you, a Republican, might see it. You can understand the differences between you, but to condemn his patriotism, to question his love of America?
I'm not condemning his patriotism. Patriots can criticize. They're allowed to criticize. I don't hear from him what I heard from Harry Truman, what I heard from Bill Clinton, what I heard from Jimmy Carter, which is these wonderful words about what a great country we are, what an exceptional country we are. When he called us an exceptional country, he said, we're an exceptional country, but so is Greece back 3,000
years ago. Doesn't mean he doesn't love America.
Well, I have
a lot of liberals don't believe in American exceptionalism, but that doesn't mean they don't love America.
Well, I don't feel it. I don't feel this love of America. I think this man was, when I talk about his background, I'm talking about a man who grew up under the influence of Frank Marshall Davis, who was a member of the Communist Party.
I've heard all these things 100 times before. Got it. All right, Rudy. I don't know whether I agree or disagree. I just think that that's not the most important.
That's beneath him.
Which, Giuliani?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just more nonsensical drivel that comes out of Fox News and MSNBC. It's just drivel.
Well, Fox News didn't create this. They're just...
No, but they're jumping on.
They're just going, oh, look what Giuliani said. Get him over here.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. The ISIS money machine. I thought that the oil deals that they were, the illegal oil deals were shut down, but they're still bringing in a couple of million bucks a day, apparently. And now they're mining for silver and gold to get money. They're very good business people, apparently. They're getting more money so that they can.
The question is, who are they selling it to? And that's what we're trying to attack.
Yeah, exactly. What is, why is that so hard to find out? I mean, everybody's so damned asleep on this thing. I was going to use some other term, but I didn't. Thank you, Rich. It just, what are we, we're just doing nothing here. It is amazing that we can spend so much time worrying about what O'Reilly said about Mother Jones or what Giuliani said about the president. Where is there some real action on this problem with ISIS? No action at all. None. Zero. In a moment, we're going to meet a fellow named Dr. Joseph Chambers, who has some, I don't know if it's spin, but he has some information for you to glean on this superbug situation here in Los Angeles at UCLA. So Dr. Chambers joins us in a moment here on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer is going to be Boston Boston.
Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, now Dr. Joseph Chambers, who's been living in the U.S. for the past 20 years. He's originally from Dublin, medical degree from University College in Dublin, did postgraduate training in internal and critical care medicine at the University of Alberta in Canada, is an acute care doctor now, and with all of the things that are in front of us, Dr. Chambers, regarding this super bug, one comes around to wondering how clean our hospitals are, and maybe it even goes down to offices like yours.
Sure.
You wonder if it's not more dangerous to be in a hospital or a facility that's supposed to be focused on patient care than to be out on the street. This thing is, as I understand it, was an endoscopy, some kind of a procedure was being done, and they sterilized this thing, and it still had the bug on it. So what the heck do we, how do we save ourselves from this?
I think what people need to understand is this, that this is a very pretty rare bug at this time, and there's not a lot you can do to protect yourself. Just to bring people up to speed, in the Ronald Reagan Center here in Los Angeles, they were doing a very fairly rare procedure called ERCP, which means they're looking down inside you, having a look at your duodenum and your pancreas. Now, this is a very complicated machine that's difficult to clean. That's what the manufacturers are telling us. And it appears it got contaminated with this bug called CRE.
But how? How did it get contaminated? What is the bug, and how would it have gotten into the person or onto the machine?
Well, this bug is pretty much in a lot of hospitals. We get lots of outbreaks, Doug. This is not that unusual. And if you're in hospital, I don't want to scare people, but they are dangerous places. And if you want to prevent this bug, Doug, the only thing you can do is get people to wash their hands before they touch you. And I mean everybody. I mean your doctor. I mean the nurse, the medical assistant, the person who comes in to draw your blood. Whoever touches you in a hospital, they've got to wash their hands before they touch you. And you need to see them washing their hands. If you don't see them washing your hands, you don't believe it. It's really that simple. That's all you can do. But what I tell my patients, what I tell everybody is, don't go to the hospital unless you have to. And really, you know, preventing these bugs emerging, preventing this particular bug, CRE, from getting out into the community, it's up to us and how we use antibiotics. So if you were like me, when you grew up, everybody pretty much were told, bugs are bad. All bugs are bad. There used to be advertisements on TV. Do you remember? Get your house 99% germ-free. 99% germ-free.
Yeah, well, now we know that's not true now because the business about probiotics and the good bugs that help enhance your immune system, we need more. But these mothers and fathers are so fanatical, they carry around these little bottles in their pocket of this spray that's supposed to kill all the bacteria, but it kills the good bacteria, the bad bacteria, and there's no discernment between the two, which is not smart.
It's absolutely not smart. And I tell people who come into my practice and they want antibiotics and they're not indicated, and I say to them, you know what, if I was sick like this, I wouldn't use an antibiotic. And when they don't want to listen, I say, look, you take an antibiotic when it's not needed, it's creating these bugs like the CRE that we're seeing in the Ronald Reagan Center. It's the equivalent of drunk driving in your neighborhood. You're damaging it for your own family and for the locals everywhere. So you shouldn't be doing this. I think the future, Doug, is going to be with probiotics. So you're going to come into an office like mine and you're going to be sick. And I look at your microbiome, which is like a new organ. It's all the bugs that live in you and on you. And when you come in, I'm going to look at you and say, ah, Doug, you're short of this bug. And this is why you're getting sick. And then we give you the bug that you're missing. And this isn't just science fiction, I promise you not. Because we have one of the superbugs that kills far more than CRE. It's called Clostridium difficile. And that lives in all of our colons, Doug.
What happens
when you're on a... Sorry?
What is that? What is it? What's the common name?
It's a bug that lives in us. It's perfectly normal. But when we take antibiotics, what happens is this. It gets out of control, takes over the neighborhood, kind of bullies everything, and you get severe diarrhea.
Yeah.
And then guess what we have to do? We have to give you more antibiotics to get rid of that.
Well,
and then sometimes the new antibiotics don't work. You just keep getting the diarrhea, and you can die.
Yeah, I take a probiotic every single day. I think that's one of the things that we really have to be aware of what we're doing to our bodies in the name of cleanliness. It is a happy medium someplace. Let your kids get dirty. Let them play in the dirt. I grew up on a farm. I was around manure all the time. That's one of the reasons my immune system is as strong as it is, because I've been exposed to all this stuff. Instead, we have these fanatical parents who just want to make sure, oh, I don't want my kid to get dirty. Yes, you don't want your kid to get dirty. Yes. All right, Dr. Chambers, thank you. Dr. Chambers Call, Dr. Chambers On Call is his website, drchambersoncall.com. Dr. Joseph Chambers with some words of wisdom for us here on Good Day.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped, and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit Geico.com today.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey,
share, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Time now for us to bookend the top five songs from this week in 1982, starting with the number five tune, The Cars. They're always dug them. Always dug them.
It works.
I dig them. The Cars, number five. Shake it up. Crank it up, Richie.
I love me some Cars.
You do. I like Cars, too.
You know what?
What?
They're a fascinating band. They're kind of like this new wave punk band.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you listen to them, and it's all kind of blue pop country based. You listen to all of their leads, lead guitar leads, they're all country licks.
Does Ocasek still have the wife who was the big model?
Yeah, Paula Petroskova. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, this was number five.
He's still as ugly as he ever was.
He was very unknown. These ugly rockers, how they get these babes. Amazing.
Hey, man, pick up a guitar. You'll figure it out.
Okay, Richie, thanks very much. The Cars, Shaking It Up, number five this week in 1982. So then, with our profile of the hot hits from this week in 1982, we go back to number four, the group Journey. Open Arms was number four.
We saw them last summer in concert.
And what did you have to think about them?
Well, they had this this new kind of like 4 foot Asian guy singing Steve Perry's part, and he did an amazing job.
Yeah.
Neil Schon was there with his new wife, which was the former.
Who was?
Neil Schon, the guitar player, is now married to the girl that. Remember they snuck into all the Washington events, her and her husband.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was there. But they were good. They were there with was the San Francisco tour. They were there with
you
the
got me Steve correcting your English though, right?
Thank you. They were there with the Steve Miller Band and Tower Power. Great concert.
Yeah. Yep. All right, that was number four this week, 1982 in Focus Top Five Songs. Quarter Flash owns number three.
Oh wow.
This sounds old. This song sounds old. Harden My Heart, which happens to people who have good hearts, and they get them yanked around a little bit here and there. That's the story.
Wow, this sounds very 80s.
Doesn't it sound? Yeah, right.
Yeah. Was next band performed at my high school when I was a high school senior in
1982. All right. It's all about you.
My wheelhouse.
Ed Oates, number two this week, 1982. I can't go for that.
We thought we were getting Billy Idol, but
reaching for the stars.
Paul and Oates walked out on stage.
Can you do yoga to this song?
Could you?
Yeah.
You'd probably break something, but you could try.
Side note to self, don't have a Hall & Oates on doing yoga. That's my next thing. I think actually this is a pretty good song. I've always liked this.
Great stuff.
Number two, then, belongs to Daryl Hall and John Oates. I can't go for that. Number one. Fun song from the Jay Giles Band. And I'm trying to remember what the inspiration for this was, and I can't. There was some kind of practical inspiration for this.
It's a story about a girl that he dated in high school, and now she's a Playboy centerfold years later.
Is that what it
is? I don't think he ever went out with her. He had a crush on her.
Ah, I don't know about how that works. So, the big idea for the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a focus on Ferguson. Barry Geller is going to join us, and we'll find out what's the best state to live in, or in which to live in our country. That's all coming up in the next half hour.
The happy state.
Be happy, yes. Thanks for helping us be happy. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Insight Daily Radio. New York Times bestselling author Allison Pataki follows up on her critically acclaimed debut novel with the little-known and tumultuous love story of Sisi, the Austro-Hungarian empress and captivating wife of Emperor Franz Joseph. We spoke with her about this newest historical novel, The Accidental Empress.
The Habsburgs are obviously a foreign family, and their empire was in Europe 160 years ago. And yet, one of the things that really surprised and delighted me while researching and writing The Accidental Empress was just how many touchstones there will be for an American audience. So, for instance, Sisi and Franz Joseph presided over the golden era of the Habsburg court that gave us the waltz, that gave us some of the great artwork. Gustav Klimt is an example. Wagner's operas were being patronized by Sisi's family members. In Vienna, there was a young scientist pioneering this new field called psychoanalysis named Sigmund Freud. Their family gave the world the castle that inspired the Walt Disney castle. And then the most obvious historical touchstone is that they are the family that declared war that began World War I. The Habsburgs, I think, are the most interesting ruling family. I think Sisi is the most worthy, most intelligent, most charismatic, mercurial, beautiful, iconic leading lady of them all. And yet she hasn't had her moment in pop culture or in historical fiction. And that's really what I'm hoping to achieve with The Accidental Empress. I want an American audience to meet the Habsburgs and to go behind the scenes in the Habsburg court. And I think and I hope that they will be as interested in it as I was.
That's author Allison Pataki on her new historical novel, The Accidental Empress. Insight Daily Radio.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We can be. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes for his observations on what's going on in the world. We continue with ours. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and Doug focusing on the city of Ferguson, Missouri. Story at DougSteffen.com. A lot of people are talking about this large pool of applicants that are trying to fill the jobs on the police force since they've let a lot of people go, firing people. A lot of minority candidates seeking the position left vacant by the resignation of Darren Wilson. We all know his deal and his problem. The mayor there says city leaders have made it clear they are seeking minority officers to build a more diverse police force since federal government has put them under the microscope, as well they should have been a long time ago. This unrest, much of it was unnecessary, frankly. So I thought it was interesting. You said that there were a number of people interested in the job. There are applicants to be new officers. They've cleaned out. 1,000 people have applied for a vacant dispatcher's job there. Is that amazing? 1,000 people.
Wow.
50 to 60 people applied for two vacant patrol officer jobs, one of which was created by Officer Wilson's resignation. Two more openings expected soon from people who can't retire fast enough to get out of there. And, you know, so it's time for a change. But I thought it was very interesting. You can see the story behind the story from today's show, that section at DougSteffen.com. We've been talking about the new government guidelines for food. I thought it was interesting, Kenny, that Nestle announced plans to do away with all their artificial flavors and artificial coloring for chocolate snacks by the end of this year. So what impact does that have, and what sort of goodies are we talking about here? I kind of like soft chocolate. I'm not sure that I don't know what the ramifications are of this, because I don't. I'm looking at, you know, how many different Nestle's brands are there? Red 40, Yellow 5, gone from their snacks. Butterfingers, Crunch, Baby Ruth. So this making chocolate or candy bars more healthy. How do they replace the old kind of sugar and put new kinds of sugar?
They're going to be using something called annatto, which is a natural colorant that comes from the seeds of achiote tree.
That's news to me, Richie.
Yeah.
I'm sure you pronounced it carefully.
I guess.
Right.
Should be interesting to see what Hershey does.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers have been telling us that artificial colors and flavors are becoming a decision factor when they are making food purchases.
Yeah.
Dar.
It's a surprise.
Welcome to the train, boys and girls.
Yeah, right. Hello.
No,
yeah.
This is good. This is what we were talking about, is that the consumer will control this stuff.
Yep.
And we don't, do we necessarily need government to tax sugar? Or do we need education on what's in what we're eating so that we can make wise decisions and choices?
Speaking of our choices, Girl Scout cookie time. The thin mints are so popular, it may delay the delivery of your Samoa and other things. If you're a Girl Scout cookie, how many people? I saw some for sale yesterday, and I was going to buy them, and then I didn't. I don't know why I was distracted. But
see, now there's an interesting thing. We just talked about how Nestle's will change their ingredients because we want to make smarter decisions about what we eat. Yet, when it comes to Girl Scout cookies, people will like binge because, they'll come out once a year.
Yeah.
It's only going to be a few weeks that I'm going to be chucking boxes of cookies down my throat.
Uh-huh.
It can't hurt you.
Anyway, there is a production shortage of thin mint. Manufacturer of Girl Scout cookies is Little Brownie Bakers.
Why does it have to be the thin mints? Why couldn't it be those coconut things?
Well, don't they still have a lemon cookie?
Uh-huh, yep.
I always like those the best. I never cared for those.
Thin mints and the peanut butter ones.
Yeah,
man.
So they make about 9 million thin mints a day at this plant. The Little Brownie Bakers, 9 million of these things. The deliveries will be pushed back to, I guess, late March or later in March.
Let's see.
200 million boxes of cookies sold every year. 25% of the boxes ordered are these thin mints.
Samoas, tagalongs,
minions,
truffles, the shortbread ones.
Yeah.
Dosey-dos. Cranberry citrus crisps. Mm-hmm. I don't know those.
Yeah.
Lemonades, rah-rah raisins.
Yeah.
Savannah Smiles.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Toffee-tastic and Trios.
So, where is the most beautiful, desirable place in the United States of America to live?
Hawaii.
Nope.
No.
No.
Dubuque.
Nope.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to give you the list. What's on the top of the list? What's on the bottom of the list? In just a moment. It's 21 before the hour here on Good Day.
Talia Soti, the queen of Latin pop and multi-talented artist, is launching a debut fashion collection that captures her passion, charisma, and style. Available exclusively at Macy's, the collection empowers women to live the life they love.
I just love this collection because it fits all women. Form-fitting, bright colors, sexy prints. It has a little bit of everything. Clothing, accessories, shoes, everything is happy. Everything is smart.
Talia delivered a transitional collection for her fans' dynamic lifestyles.
Why? Because we're active all the time, working, taking care of the kids, the family. But at the same time, we like to have fun. So it's important for me to have this transition from morning to evening. You just lose your hair, put a little lipstick, and that dress makes the transition for the night. The prices are incredible. And on top of all, it's in 300 Macy's around the nation.
Visit Macy's.com/Talia.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and unless
the Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the most beautiful place in America and the worst place in America. So this is a list that's been out for the past 6 or 7 years, and every single year, the state on the bottom of the heap, dead last, is West Virginia. West Virginia.
The parameters are happiest place, most beautiful place.
Well, how well off are the people in the state? How do they feel about themselves? How do people feel about their experience, their daily lives?
I think this is the happiness factor.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Hawaii and Colorado are pretty nice. They do pretty well. They've been in the top 10 every year since 2008.
Denver's a wonderful place. I would love to live there.
Yeah, not me.
Great city.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind spending more time in Hawaii. I was going to get over there this year. I don't know if I'm going to now, but it was every time I've been there, I've fallen in love with the place. Great, great place. But the number one in terms of the population in the states saying what they liked about their states, the number one most satisfying place to live in America, where people feel like they are the best off, is Alaska. Alaska's on top of the list. Yeah. Highest well-being rating.
People that live in Alaska live there because they want to.
Yep.
It's not because, this is where I was born. They all want to live there.
Yeah. No, it really is. I've been there. I've been very fortunate. I've been very lucky in my life to travel over. I've been in every state in our country. I have been in many countries around the world. And it is really enlightening. And I'm very thankful for that opportunity. And I continue to want to take more advantage of it. But Alaska, when I went there, surprised me because of the dichotomy. Southern part of the state, much different than the northern part of the state. And but the people up there seem to be able to deal with seasonal affective disorder, which they have. You know, it's dark there pretty much 20 hours a day for about 4 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, the high point, the four months of the year when it's light 20 hours a day or 21 hours a day, starting when summer comes around.
You know, inside information about Alaska, and I find it strange. Here in Washington, D.C., we have one real, two talk radio stations, not a whole lot of, In Anchorage, there are 5 talk radio stations.
Yep.
And good ones.
Paying attention to what's going on. Yeah, they are good ones.
Everybody's kind of engaged there.
Yep. All right, I have some historical perspective here. The real American story. The history of America. On this date, 1725, the first Indian scalping by a white man. Now, wait a minute. The first Indian scalping
of a white man.
Of a white man took place in the New Hampshire colony, 1725. Let's see here. President George Washington signed the Postal Service Act on this date in 1792. Letters could be delivered up to 150 miles. Postage was 12 cents.
Thank you, Ben Franklin.
Guaranteed, right. Let's see here. Luther Crowell got a patent for a machine to manufacture paper bags. On this date in 1872, where would we be without paper bags? Think about it. That's an amazing thing. These things that we take for granted. Silas Noble patented the toothpick on this date in 1872. Where would we be without the toothpick?
A lot of smelly people.
Yeah. Let's see here. America's first space hero, John Glenn, made space history on this date, 1962, orbiting the world 3 times in 4 hours, 55 minutes. Who remembers that?
Imagine the cojones it took for those guys to do the stuff they did.
When you consider what they were really wearing,
pretty much thinking, I probably will not come back.
Yeah, right. This is one way.
If I do,
that's the right way.
I'm a lucky
son of a gun.
Yep.
Barry Geller joins us with a discussion, as a matter of fact, about luck. Thank you, Richie. You must have been psychic. You were, what is it? Barry calls it synchronicity.
Yep.
That's what I want to talk to Barry about. How does one, is there such a thing as good luck, and how do you find it? Up next here on Good Day.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down by drive!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your car belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Synchronicity. Barry Geller is here. Great website, URIGELLER.com. You want to find out what life is really all about? Check Uri's website. One of the things Richie and I were just talking in a synchronistically, in a synchronetic way about luck. And how one finds good luck.
Is there such a thing as luck, Uri, or do you make your own luck?
Hey, that's a brilliant question. Yes, I do believe that it has to do with synchronicity, with the energies of the universe, and it has to do with where you are, who you meet, at the right timing, and so forth. And then good luck is formed. It's manufactured by certain circumstances around you. And Dougie, let's just go back to your farm. Did you talk about the situation on air?
Yeah, I've talked about the farm. The situation there this morning is there was a fire in one of the barns.
Yeah.
We've had to stop milking because the cows can't stand it. We have cows with broken feet because it's so cold. They can't give any milk. Their bags have frozen up. It's 34 degrees below zero with a wind chill factor on the farm this morning, and the animals just can't survive.
Yeah, well, you know, talking about luck,
yep.
And probably in the back of your mind, you think that this is bad luck, that some dark energies engulfed you, and you now have made a decision to leave. But then on the other hand, you have to look at it as a positive move. You know, Doug, you've got to take heart because others have endured crueler setbacks than yours, and they still triumphed.
Yeah.
Look around you. Look at the people who you know who had the, you know, the ups and downs in their lives, their roller coasters, and they survived and they triumphed. And maybe this is the time for you to move on.
Harry, you make a great point there, actually. Doug loves the farm, loves the cows. So, to his detriment, he has been trying to make this work for years and years, and it just sucks the life out of him.
And him is my pocketbook.
And I think the positive part of this is that you're finally seeing, maybe I should be doing this in another way, in another place, and that's the lucky point here.
Yeah, it is.
And you have to, again, take heed. You know, this consider this as a setback, but you know, this setback can tell you what you're doing wrong and how you can do it right. So it's time to move. Something out there is telling you, go for it.
Yep. Move up and move on. Thank you for those inspirational words, and thank you for focusing on luck. Uri Geller, I'm lucky to have you as a friend. Are all of us here on Good Day? Thank you. Uri Geller on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
But I'll be true to the song I sing and live and die a pirate king.
Fun.
This guy's so funny.
Kevin Kline from the Pirates of Penzance.
And the Pirates.
Number one movie this week in 1983. I'm sorry Chucker isn't here to enjoy this, but we can enjoy it. Richie and Kenny and I have movie news for you, starting with our contest after movie music, which is how we start all our movie moments. We have our contest, which will give you the opportunity to win a place in the drawing line for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, which we are giving away next month. So if you'd like to be in line for that, you need to listen carefully to the next three clips from a movie that was number one during this week in 2007. It was a wonderful movie with two very likable stars. The story was very likable. It's a good chick flick. I can give you many more hints. I love chick flicks. And this was one that I especially
I may not know it then.
I like, yeah, you will. You'll know the two voices of the two stars. I think this is a, don't you think, Kenny, this is about as warm and nice and pleasant a movie as there was around, certainly at that time?
Well, yeah, this was very entertaining.
Yeah, good movie. All right, here's first clue.
I am a happy has-been, really. It's a very clear statement. I live in the past. Everything good I ever did was long ago, so don't expect anything new or exciting from me now. Really takes the pressure off.
I know him.
Yep. certainly do. Now, the next clip will have the female lead, I'm guessing. Let's play it.
It's either right or wrong, inspired or insipid.
I tell you what it is. It's 4 a.m. and we're not writing the last movement of the Jupiter Symphony. It's a song for someone whose last hit was called Welcome to Booty Town.
Got it. It was a good movie. Great movie.
It was a good movie. 888-302-3684. He's so likable. And she has become
adorable
as well. Yeah.
She is just good.
Given all the fits and starts and stuff that she went through.
She had a rough life, and she's made something of herself,
she's
and it's amazing.
Yep. She's got a great career going in lots of different ways.
A big time producer.
Yep, very, very much so. All right, so here we go. Last clip.
I've been living with a shadow overhead. I've been sleeping with a clown above my bed. Clown is not right. What is that word?
Cloud.
Well, write more clearly. How can I possibly read?
Why would you have a clown in your bed?
Hey, let me tell you, we're not with the first time.
And the cool thing about her is she now is the owner of the Charlie's Angels franchise.
Yep. She figured it out. 888-302-3684. All right. Figure out what the name of the movie is, and we'll give you that position in line at the Broadmoor Resort. So hopefully you'll win. Let's find out how the winning begins in a moment here on Good Day.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife Technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
I mean, must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
All right, let's get to the callers, see who has the right name, the right title for this movie. We'll start with Bob in El Paso. Bob, what do you think the name of the movie is?
It's Music and Lyrics.
Pretty close, but not close enough. Paula, what do you think the name of the movie is?
I thought it was Music and Lyrics, too.
Did he say music?
He did say yes.
I thought he said words.
He had originally told us words and music and then changed it. So you were looking at what he said as opposed to
listening. So I tell you what, Paula will qualify you and the gentleman that I just offed. If you call it back, we'll give you both positions in line because it is Music and Lyrics. The trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, you'll be lined up for that as a qualifier. The drawing gets, and I think March 14th is when we decide to do the drawing. So, Paula, you'll get on the list, and the gentleman that I dispatched, you'll get on the list as well. All right, Kenny, what do we have for movies coming out? It seems to me there was one good movie that was scheduled to come out today, or two.
Two big ones coming out today. McFarland, USA, Kevin Costner stars.
Yep.
It's based on a true story. He's a small-town cross-country coach.
Yeah, right. That looks good.
And Hot Tub Time Machine
2. Oh, my God. Richie, you can go to see that one and talk about it on Monday.
Absolutely.
Good God. I saw the first one. What a big waste of time.
Greatest movie of all time.
Should have won an Oscar.
An Oscar, right, exactly. And don't forget, the Oscars are Sunday night. Be interesting conversation about that on Monday. It's Good Day at 59 past the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.